Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
He's an angry little elf, or should I say Oompa Loompa, because Hugh Grant said he hated being an Oompa Loompa in the new Wonka prequel. So Hugh Grant said that when it came to filming the new Wonka prequel, he said he couldn't have hated the whole thing more. And a lot of it had to do with this camera rig that he had to wear around his head, because of course, Hugh Grant is not, 4 feet tall, and they needed to CGI him. And he said it was like a crown of thorns, very uncomfortable. I made a big fuss about it. And then when he was asked whether or not, filming this big movie was worth all the trouble, he said, "Not really. I slightly hate making films, but I have lots of children and I need money." He has 2 children with his ex-wife and 3 children with his current wife. I need to know, how much more money does he need?
This feels so him. He just seems like he would be the saltiest celebrity, man. Like, he hates the industry that he's in. He hates the whole process, but he keeps doing it.
He's worth $150 million. I think once you pass the 10 million threshold, you got to be happy. Like, you're not allowed to be sad, but people are actually...
And you shouldn't be working for money. Like, you should be doing something you love to do.
Maybe so, right?
Literally, go work at Wendy's or something. I don't know. Do something that you're passionate about. And so people are actually comparing his statement to Rachel Zegler, who recently said something similar about how she just did a movie because she needed a job. And a lot of people were coming after her, but Hugh Grant and Jacob Elordi actually said very similar things, as I just said. And I think it's a very interesting difference about how people will always come after a female celebrity harder, way more than they will ever come after a male celebrity. All right, Margot Robbie was asked to move the release of Barbie. So if you haven't seen Variety Magazine's Actor on Actors interview, they are so interesting. And there's a new slew of them that just came out. There's one with Robert Downey Jr. and Mark Ruffalo. There's one with Emily Blunt and Anne Hathaway that I've seen a couple clips of.
And the celebrities interview each other?
Yes, oh, okay. It's so cool. And there's like this moment where Anne Hathaway was talking about meeting Emily Blunt for the first time on the set of The Devil Wears Prada or like a table read or something. And Anne was like, "Do you remember that day?" And Emily Blunt just looks at her and goes, "I have no idea what you're talking about. I do really? Not remember meeting you at all." But there's one with Margot Robbie and Cillian Murphy, who was in the new Oppenheimer film.
Oh, that's a clever little take on the whole Barbie Hyman.
Barbie Hyman?
No.
Whoa! Barbie Hyman. That is a completely different movie.
So that,
on a completely different channel.
You'll find that on the red tube. Barbenheimer.
You got a Barbie right there.
Barbenheimer. So apparently one of the producers from Oppenheimer is like, "Yo, did you know that we have the same release date? You should probably move yours."
And it was. She was smart because the whole Barbenheimer.
That a girl.
Barbenheimer.
just left it alone.
Just let it go.
You had it.
I'm just going to go sleep in the corner for the remainder of the show. Just let me know when you want me to check in.
I think it's so interesting that this producer would want her to move it because they're two so different movies. It's not like it's 2 Marvel films that are coming out on the same day.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're really competing for the similar audience. Like the people who went to go see Barbie were very different from the people who are going to go see Oppenheimer. Unless, you know, you decide to see both of them because it got so much press because of the Barbenheimer or Barbie-Hyman phenomenon.
It was brilliant marketing at a time when movies really needed people to go to the theater. So to pair these two together on the same weekend, which marketing-wise would tell you, like, this is not going to work. Worked so well. It was so brilliant. Well.
All right, Cardi B might be actually losing her quote-unquote deadweight husband. So fans notice in her recent Instagram Live, she talked about getting rid of some deadweight for the new year. And because her and Offset have unfollowed each other, they think it has something to do with their potential breakup.
Career-wise, financially, and personal life, I know where I want to be next year. So you got to get rid of that weight, people, because a lot of people are dead weight too. And sometimes, you know, I feel like as a Libra, we just want to protect people. Like, how will life without me will be for them? That.
She's not wrong.
Cardi's hilarious.
She got passion in her voice when she says people. You know she's
awesome.
Netflix Christmas flick is getting some flack for including an uncomfortable scene between a brother and sister. I'll tell you about this film that's keeping it in the family on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
Say it three more times.
Barbenheimer.
There we go. Hey.
This isn't mean I just like summoned Barbie and Oppenheimer into the studio.
Hey, the Burt Show.